Hello and welcome to TruthNet. The other day I was at a party and I met an individual and we started talking about God, the existence of God. And this individual who claimed to be an atheist said the idea of believing in God is an illogical proposition. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Is God logical? Looking at it from a logical perspective. Even the idea of morality stems from the idea, is God logical? If there is no God, there is no morality. There is no right and wrong. Anybody could do whatever they want. So when we examine the issue of moral relativity, we arrive at the door of truth. The whole issue of morality stems from the source of what is true. What is truth? If truth is subjective, then morality is subjective. If truth is objective, then there are moral absolutes. Based on reality, it's logical to conclude that truth cannot be subjective. Subjective truth would mean there is no truth and everybody is correct, which is not possible. Objective truth, the objective correspondence of what is real, means that truth corresponds to reality. The earth, being a sphere, is reality. Regardless of whether someone wants to believe the earth is flat, the truth is the earth is a sphere. Now, how did the earth come into existence? What is the cause of the universe? What is the objective truth for our existence? What is the first cause? How can such a question be answered? To answer these questions, we need to start from what we know. First principles, that is, that which does not need to be proven. For example, we know we exist, and we are aware of our existence. We don't have to prove that. Because we can see children being born and ourselves getting older, it's logical to conclude there is a beginning, a cause to our universe. There must have been a first human. We can also observe the same in the animal world. Animals are born and die. They too must have a starting point. This is known as the necessity for cause. And this leads us to another first principle, the need for cause, the principle of causality. Only being can cause being. Nothing does not exist, and only what exists can cause existence. Since the concept of cause implies an existing thing that has the power to affect another, from absolutely nothing comes absolutely nothing. This is known as the principle of causality, as quoted by Norman Geisler in Baker Encyclopedia of Christian Apologetics. Everything that comes to be must have a cause. If you have a candle and light it, it will burn for a limited amount of time until its potential energy is burned. The heat the candle emits is similar to the heat the sun emits. The fact that the candle's energy source is finite demonstrates the need for cause. There was a cause for the candle, and there will be an end to the candle. The heat emitted from the sun is contingent, which means dependent upon the finite or limited energy contained in the sun. This demonstrates that the sun is also finite. There was a cause for the sun to exist. This principle is the same throughout the whole universe. The farthest galaxies emit finite energy. Therefore, they have a point in which they were turned on, a cause for their existence. Sir Francis Bacon, the father of modern science, says, "True knowledge is knowledge by causes. If the universe is finite and had a beginning, then it would need to have a cause. If causality is a valid principle, a flaw in the causality principle would be the equivalent to having a fatal crack in the foundation of science." David Hume, the skeptic, admitted, "It's absurd to deny the principle of cause." Quote, "I never asserted so absurd a proposition as that anything might arise without a cause." End of quote. Now, what could be the cause of the universe? For a finite universe to exist, there needs to be a cause. This question is not a religious question, but a question about reality and truth. Based on the observable universe, we know there was a time when the universe, as we know it today, was not and did not exist. What brought the universe into existence? Did the universe always exist? Did matter space and time one day explode into existence? Did matter always exist? These questions have been pondered by scientist, philosopher, and theologian. For those who are seeking evidence for the existence of God, the creation of the universe is one of the most powerful arguments. This is the cosmological argument for the existence of God.